Okay, it is 1930 UTC. Hello! I'm Hello Kitty. Hello! 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 I am not, in fact, Hello Kitty. My name is Tobe. And I am, in fact, the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I heard my cat wigging out just a second ago. Why was she going crazy? I don't know. But we got all kinds of weird stuff going on here today. I've got a bunch of stuff I gotta do today. So we gotta do the show. And then I gotta get busy. So we're gonna leave the studio here. And I've got some laundry in right now and everything. Oh, and look what movie is on. Can't Hardly Wait, starring Ethan Embry and Jennifer Hewitt, and Seth Green is in it. Hi. Well, what are you yanging me for about, and what's happening here? Oh, you're just going to rub your face up against this banister? Well, round what? Well, what is it that you want, baby kitties? What do you think your kitty wants? What are you doing? Are you just nervous because the water is running in the bathtub? Yeah, I think you're just nervous, kitty. Yeah, okay, see you later. Yeah, that's what we're doing today. It's time to get in the bathtub. Oh, and Pippa decides to come running up here. Hi, baby, hi. Yes, you're a good kitty. Yes, we're having fun in the bathroom again. Oh, you're such a baby. Yeah, now this crazy kitty's donking her head up against my legs and the floor and the cabinet doors. Oh, kitties don't need to smash their face into stuff. Okay, look out. Oh, boy. So, into the bathtub we go. And yes, I am pretty excited about it. Lower myself down here. Yeah. Try to keep my hair out of the water. And here's a kitty. Hi. Hello. As soon as I get in the bathtub, then the cat has to stand up here. She's got her back feet on the floor and her front feet on the bathtub edge. Hi.
Oh, hello. It's nice to see you.
Hi. Yes, good morning. You gonna jump up here? Yep, okay, here we go. Now it's kitty balancing act time. We call this the kitty balance beam. You shouldn't rub up against me that hard. You're gonna fall in. And now she has to test the water. Yeah, you gonna put your foot in the water? Yeah, see, it's water, just like you thought. Oh, it's so science-y. Water. In its liquid state. Oh, yeah. What are you doing? You're being wacky cat. This is always dangerous. It hasn't happened yet, but one of these times, I have this fear. What are you doing? I have this fear that the cat's gonna fall into the water. And, of course, then she's gonna go crazy trying to get out as fast as possible. Using her claws to grab me. Why do I just know that's gonna happen? I don't know, but this tub is about full, so. Hi. Hello, kitty. What are you doing? What are you doing? You eating the tub soup? Oh, you're having some yummy tub soup? That was the sound of my cat drinking the bath water as I sit in it. So, you know, it's just one big bowl of soup for my cat, apparently. Yeah, thanks for turning around and getting your tail in my face. Now your tail's in the water. Move your tail. There you go. Oh, geez. Okay, are we finally situated? Does this mean I can finally drink some of my tea? Because I love to drink tea in the bathtub. Oh, we're all drinking stuff in the bathtub. I'm drinking out of a cup. And the cat is drinking out of the bathtub itself. Now, where are you going? If you go over there, where am I going to put the teacup? Okay, fine. I'll just put the teacup on the floor, but... What does this mean? Does this mean the cat's just going to knock it over when she jumps down? Hopefully not. Oh, she's getting down already. Okay, so I'll put the teacup back on the side of the bathtub. Oh, I will lean back. Yeah, that's what I need. So here we are. Oh, I'm feeling kind of relaxed right now. This is a good thing. This is a good, good thing. Wait, what are you doing? What's a kitty doing? Don't play with that. What is she doing? Let me lean over here. Are you playing with the sealant? You know, there's some caulking between the tub and the floor. Some silicone, right? I don't know what Pippa thinks that stuff is, but she finds it to be fascinating and has learned that, oh, it's fun to stick your claws in it and then pull it up, and it's a fun thing. That's not what you're doing, is it? Are you being a good baby? Yes, you gotta be a good baby, huh? All right. So, what have I got to do today? Sitting here trying to think. Oh, yeah. Here in a few hours, I need to go grab my dad and run a few errands with my dad. And I'm trying to think, is there anything else that I need to be doing, too? I don't know. Yeah, I guess that sort of is. Maybe not really. I don't know. Either way, I gotta go get my dad, and then we're gonna go over to the hardware store or something. And what do I need from the hardware store? Probably a lot of stuff, but nothing that I can think of right off the top of my head. I guess I could look for some bridges or something for musical instruments. What was I gonna do? I don't remember. Oh, I don't remember. Really, I should start writing some of these things down, but, you know, I just can't be bothered. So then after we go to the hardware store, we will probably go out to eat. Now, the big question becomes, what do I want to eat? Now, the funny thing is, the hardware store we need to go to is like right just down the street, maybe quarter mile, that's more than that, half a mile from Frank's. Frank's Pizzeria. The problem is I've had Frank's twice in the last 4 days, and I've had pizza 3 times in the last 4 days. So I kind of don't feel like eating pizza today. I ate gyoza yesterday. Arigato gozaimasu. That's a joke in Japanese that I just made up. Yes, I am funny in multiple languages. So that's always good. Oh, and speaking of multiple languages, I got an email from my friend Booper yesterday that was... It was so typically Booper-esque. Oh, it was funny. What did he write? The funny thing is I copy and pasted that one line that he said because it was so funny. And, you know, he wasn't even trying to be funny. Or, you know, not trying to be any funnier than he normally is. But this line was super funny. Oh, regular listeners to this show are familiar with my friend Booper and probably remember that he's using some kind of app. He's using an app on his smartphone to learn how to speak Dutch.
And Booper feels like he needs to learn some Dutch because he spends a great deal of time in the Netherlands. So, he's learning Dutch through an And so since he's so impressed with his app and his ability to learn languages from an amps. You got any amps? Is there an amp for that? Oh, I can't keep track of my amps. Oh, there's an amp for that. Oh, I have an app. Oh, you have an app? Okay, I'll stop. Booper decided it would be a smart thing to also pick up a little bit of French. And, and why did he decide to pick up a little French? The answer he gave was so that he can sneak through Belgium undetected. What? Right, what? What are you talking about? So typical. It's funny. First of all, I don't know what Booper would be doing in Belgium. But yeah, apparently he feels like he needs to be able to speak French so he can pass undetected through Belgium. I didn't have the heart to tell him that nobody was trying to detect him in Belgium and therefore didn't really need to worry about passing through unnoticed. But that's fine. And I don't know why he would be passing through Belgium to begin with. Although I do sort of vaguely remember him saying that he was thinking about... And what was it? He had some plan. I think he was talking about... instead of flying to Amsterdam, he would fly to Paris and then take the train from Paris to Amsterdam because Booper likes trains. Any excuse for Booper to ride a train, he will take it. And you stink, Peppa. Why are you so stinky? Somebody's back. Somebody's kind of stinky. Booper is the kind of guy who will get on a train just to ride it. Not because he needs to go anywhere, but just because he needs to ride the train. This is a quality about him that I appreciate very much. I'm the kind of guy who will do the same thing. And so, yeah. He was thinking about taking a train from Paris to Amsterdam. Now, I don't know. I'm trying to picture in my head a map of Western Europe, specifically the relationship between France, the Netherlands, and Belgium. And do you really need to pass through Belgium on the way from Paris to Amsterdam? I don't know. My mind isn't fully working yet. Doesn't really seem to me like that would be necessary, but, I don't know, maybe it doesn't matter. Either way, Booper feels that he needs to learn some French to pass through Belgium undetected. And I did tell him this. I said, well, if you want to be undetected through Belgium, you're going to have to learn to say two other things. You're going to have to learn to say, I'm sorry, I do not speak German. And you're going to need to learn to say that in German. And you will also need to learn to say, I'm sorry, I do not speak Flemish. In Flemish. Just in case. So Belgium. Yes, it's a wonderful and beautiful place. I've always wanted to go there, ever since I was a child. And if I were to go to Belgium today, I would definitely go to Waterloo. And I would go to Brussels. And I would go to Bruges. And maybe I would also go to Ghent. And that's about all the places I can think I would want to go to in Belgium. There's stuff I need to do there. There's people I gotta talk to in all those places. There are probably some other places in Belgium that I need to go. If you are familiar with these places, feel free to let me know at any time. I can be reached via email here at SDF at the obvious address, which is tobe@sdf.org. You can also catch me in comm during these long-winded, dubious goals sessions. That's right. Just open up your terminal window, log into sdf.org, and type comm at the prompt. And then, you know, hit H for the help screen. And then find us in the Anon radio room. Na 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 na. Okay, so now I got a kitty sitting up here on the edge of the bathtub with me. She's got her body sort of leaning up against my arm. And she's sitting on the power cord for some of this gear. And now I can't reach my tea. So I'm vaguely discomforted knowing that my tea is not within easy reach. But that's neither here nor there. The other thing that I wanted to talk about today was something unusual happened to me. What was that, yesterday? Is that the day before? I think that was yesterday. Was that just, Pippa, was that yesterday? I think that was yesterday. So I was out and about. Oh, wait. Before I go on, I need to preface this. Eidetic listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember a show a few weeks or months ago, or perhaps it was last year, in which I was talking about candy and specifically lifesavers, because I wanted green candy and what I really wanted was green lifesavers, and I wanted that green flavor. That's the fake lime flavor, not green apple or any other green. I just wanted that pure 70s artificial flavor, green. The flavor that I usually get my fix by drinking lime Kool-Aid, that flavor. You know what I'm talking about. So you might remember that I was talking about lifesavers and how it was weird that you couldn't buy lifesavers in a roll anymore. When I was a kid, lifesavers were a roll candy. You got a whole bunch of them. You got like, I don't know, a dozen or 15 of these things. And they were wrapped up in a roll, kind of like you find some mints still today. Or Mentos. Mentos come in a roll. Yeah, and so I was complaining about how lifesavers don't come in a roll anymore. They come in individually wrapped packets that are then put into another bag. And so there's lots of packaging and not a lot of candy. And I was sad. I was eulogizing the death of the lifesavers candy roll. Until yesterday, when I was in a small bodega in a neighborhood near mine, and sure enough, right there at the cashier's counter, on display, on the counters, on the shelves below the counter, right at knee level, I saw rolls of lifesavers. I was flabbergasted. 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 And so I grabbed a roll. I grabbed a roll of butter rum lifesavers. They had the five flavors roll, and it seems like there was something else. Was there a minty roll or something? I can't remember. I know where the store is. I can go back. I was impressed with this store because they had all kinds of small serving boxed and packaged candy. and other small, what used to be called penny candy items. And I forget, there's a word in Japanese for this too, but now I don't remember what it is. Oh, and there goes Pippa. So now I can get my tea on again. But this store had candy like this. It blew me out of the water. I was super surprised. Oh, good tea. It's cat-free tea. But I'll tell you something else. This water's getting cold. Let's add some more water. Not to the tea. The tea is just the right temperature. The bathtub has become cool. Right, so there I was in the store, looking at all the, you know, small package candy stuff, thinking I should buy a whole bunch of stuff. And then I remembered, oh wait, I need to save my money so I can buy toys and other fun things. And in case I have to buy parts for guitars. I must be out of hot water because I've got my foot directly under the hot water. And it's not even hot. Well, that's not good. So we might as well turn this off. I can't get it. Oh, there we go. So hooray, I get to sit in a lukewarm bathtub. Oh, that's fine. So there I was, sitting around in the candy store, wanting to buy lots and lots of candy. And then I remembered, no, we don't need to go crazy. I have candy at home. I've got my sour guava candy. I've got at least one full bag of Hi-Chews, plus about a half of another bag. Plus I have all the Smarties and all my secret backup candy. Yes, I have secret backup candy. And what else do I have? I've got candy. So I just bought that one roll of Butter Rum Lifesavers, which I am considering giving to my dad, even though I haven't had a Butter Rum Lifesaver in I don't know how long. I cannot even think of how long it might have been. I mean, we're talking decades here, people. Probably then longer than some of these listeners of mine have been alive, which is an interesting concept. But not so interesting that I'm going to dwell on it. So I'm going to give my dad the Lifesavers because I vaguely remember him really liking Butter Rum Lifesavers. And besides, I can always go back to that one store and buy more. That will give me an excuse. Yeah, but it's sort of on the way to Hobby Town, so I shouldn't stop into that store before I go to the big toy store, otherwise I'll spend all my money before I get to the toys. But it would be okay to go to the toy store first and then to the candy store. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I gotta save my money. I'm gonna keep saving my money. Hey, what are you doing? And I'm going to try to buy a model. Look at, what's the cat doing? Pippa is up. She's on the floor towards my feet. She's up on the bathtub and she's trying to reach her paw between my teacup and that bottle of shampoo. And I don't know if she's trying to grab my leg, but she was like dipping her paw in the water. What were you doing? What was a crazy kitty thinking? Yeah, I like that blank look on your face, saying, oh, I'm innocent. I wasn't trying to attack you or anything. I think you were trying to tax me. Were you trying to tax me? We'll never know. Oh, wait. Oh, wait, gosh, I kind of have a small headache. What is it? Oh. Yeah, I've kind of got a small sinus headache right now. It's still a little bit rainy here. I don't think it's actually raining right now, but it's overcast. It's probably pretty warm out, like 50 degrees Fahrenheit or around there. I'm trying to listen for the rain. Usually up here in the bathroom, I can hear the rain really good because, you know, the bathroom is vented and I can hear the rain through the vent. It might be raining barely. Just a little bit, enough rain. Yeah, it's really hard to tell. It could be happening, but I don't know. Yeah, so this is not the day for running around and going to Heronhaven and stuff. Today is go to the hardware store. Now, what was I thinking about the other day? And I was thinking, oh, I need to go to the hardware store. Oh, yeah, well, a couple of things. Some kind of T-nut in case I want to build one of those golden mean / golden ratio calipers, which I might want to do. But I keep thinking about it. It's like, why? Why do I want this? What would be the point of this? What would be the practical application of this device? I have none. I have none. It's just an object. It's just another thing that I feel like I need to have because it is conceptually cool. It serves no purpose. It's not like I can actually use it to actually do anything. I mean, the only thing you can really use it for is to, you know, demonstrate to other people the golden mean, or the golden ratio, or phi, or whatever you want to call it. And being as, you know, I'm not in charge of children, I don't really need to explain this to anybody. Now, if you're the kind of parent who thinks, yes, my child needs to know phi, my child needs to understand the golden ratio, then one, I congratulate you. Your child will not be a sheep. And I will teach your child. Tobe's School of Awesomeness. Yeah, I really should start that up. I really should. Oh, but what I need to do right now is to drink some more tea. Oh, yeah. I'm also remembering that I need to put some laundry in the dryer. The washing machine is probably done by now. I'm the type of person who can get distracted. And so if I'm doing laundry, I sort of have to remember that I'm doing laundry because I will forget that I'm doing laundry. I'll get distracted doing something else. And then 2 hours later, I'll wonder, where are my clothes? Why can't I find my clothes? So then I have to look all over for my clothes. And I look in all the places where my clothes are supposed to be. Like on the floor. Near the futon downstairs. Oh, my clothes aren't here. Well, maybe they're upstairs where all the clothes are stored. So I go upstairs into my bedroom and look in the closet. No, these are not the clothes I'm looking for. Wait, is this a Jedi mind trick? These are not the clothes you're looking for. Oh, yeah, then I remembered they're in the washing machine and I forgot to put them in the dryer. So then I gotta wait for another half hour or 45 minutes for my clothes to dry. The only upside to that being, when I take them out to put them on, they're going to be nice and toasty warm, and I like that. Who am I, you might ask? My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC, sometimes from my bathtub. I gotta go get ready, do some errands and stuff, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.